Janet Evans groaned loudly and rolled onto her stomach. She pulled the covers up over her head and buried her face in her pillow. None of her efforts managed to drown out the shrill ring of her cell phone. Reluctantly, she lifted her head and squinted to check the time on her alarm clock. 5:30 in the morning. Jana worked her arm out from under the covers and reached for her phone. Another ring or two, and it should go to voicemail. Other than someone from work, she couldn't imagine who would call her this early in the morning. Today was her day off. She didn't relish the idea of being called in if they were short-staffed, but she knew she would go to work if asked. Doctors didn't like to rearrange their surgery schedules, and nurses were expected to be available at a moment's notice. "Hello?" she mumbled, her voice raspy from sleep. Jana rolled to her side and brought the phone up close to her ear. "Jana? Jana Evans?" The deep male voice at the other end of the line startled her, and her heart actually skipped a beat. It was not a voice she recognized, but something about him sounded familiar, nevertheless. She was instantly more alert. It was definitely not someone from work. Jana rolled fully onto her back and raised herself to a sitting position. She didn't know any male co-workers who would be calling her, and she certainly didn't have a boyfriend at the moment. This had better not be a sales call. "Yeah," she grumbled sleepily, rubbing her eyes with her free hand. She scooted backwards on her mattress and leaned against the bed's headboard. "I hope this isn't a bad time," the man said. Bad time? Of course it was a bad time. Where the heck was he calling from? "Who is this?" she asked, and scrunched her eyebrows together. "Dan?" His reply sounded more like a question than an answer. "Dan who?" Jana waited for him to give his last name. Seconds passed in silence. She frantically searched her mind for any Dans that she might know. "Jana, it's Dan Osborne from Montana." Adrenaline jolted her, and her arms went numb. She sucked in a lungful of air. Dan Osborne. She hadn't thought about him in a while. She had wanted to, needed to, forget all about him. She'd put her brief and bizarre encounter with the ruggedly handsome park ranger out of her mind almost immediately after their one and only chance encounter a few months ago. Her chest heaved in a long sigh. Yellowstone National Park, a place that held both fond and bittersweet memories for her. A wave of sadness swept over her, and she blinked at the sudden stinging sensation behind her eyes. It was not a place she cared to visit again. It just wouldn't be the same anymore without. Jana's best friend's face flashed before her eyes. Amy Donovan. No, wait, she shook her head slightly. Her name was Amy Osborne now. How long had Amy been gone? 10 months now, leaving a deep void in Jana's life. Amy had made a choice to follow her heart and leave everything she knew behind and begin a fantastical new life. In this time, Amy is long dead, Jana. "Jana, are you still there?" The voice on the other end of the line jolted her out of her thoughts. Jana cleared her throat. "Yes, hi. What a surprise." She laughed nervously. Her voice rose cheerfully. She rolled her eyes. "God, I sound like some silly high school bimbo." She slapped her palm against her forehead. "Can you sound any more lame, Jana?" She had a distinctly annoying habit of getting tongue-tied around men she was attracted to, and she'd certainly been attracted to Dan Osborne. Instantly, the moment she first saw him. That was the main reason she'd left in a hurry after their surprise meeting 2 months ago. The circumstances were just too bizarre for her to take in at the time. "Listen, Jana, I need to talk to you about something," he said, and from the way he hesitated with his words, Jana had the distinct impression he sounded uneasy. "It's kind of important." "Well, since you're calling me at 5:30 in the morning, I expect it's important," she retorted, biting her lower lip. What on earth could be so urgent that he would even call her now, after 2 months? They barely knew each other.